And let's go to the business news now with Nona Peltier, who's joined me in the studio. Nona, well, is this a bit of a surprise, the chief executive of Synalae Milk resigning, and what's the reason?
Yeah, it is a bit of a surprise because it was quite abrupt and I don't think people saw it coming. The company has only, he's only been in the job for less than 3 years. But, you know, the last first half result that they published, I guess, last month was less than impressive. I mean, the company, was suggesting that they might just break even in the coming year. But, you know, they had a drop of, 76% on their first half over the year earlier, which is substantial. And the share price is also half what it was worth, you know, a year ago. So neither of those readings are very positive for the company. And I guess against that background, I guess it seems that, well, that could be a reason why he left. There's no reason given in the market release that they put out this morning. In fact, they said with regret they had accepted his resignation, and they listed 11 of his achievements, none of which, of course, had anything to do with the bottom line or the share price. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens there. Certainly, the market wasn't that impressed. The share price ended down 2%.
And I imagine there'll be some kind of search for a replacement.
Well, at the moment, John Pino, who was the former chief executive, he retired. Now he's taken the helm again. In the meantime, they're going to be looking for a replacement for sure.
Let's go to the travel industry. Now, I think this is interesting. They reckon, it may take a year to get up to speed. And I think to myself, what? Weren't we told that last year? You know, really? Is that overambitious?
Look, I think that they were saying this is the bottom line. I think that it would take probably, we've talked to a lot of experts who study this industry, and they're suggesting it could be 3 to 6 years before international travel returns to normal. So that would be, you know, nothing like next year. And 2022, we don't know, but they're really hopeful that the government will not just open up a bubble with Australia, but also with the Cooks and perhaps also Fiji. Whether that happens, we don't know. But it does say in the story that we had today was that we had about 5,000 travel agents pre-COVID. We now only have 1,500.
Say those figures again so I make sure I've heard them right.
That's right. We had 5,000 travel agents.
And now 1,500.
And now 1,500.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you that really reflects the downturn in the industry. And you know what? That's 70% gone, basically. And so what's going to happen next, we don't know. But it's not just this, you know, not just agents. It's a lot of different industries, hotels and, you know, a number of businesses, souvenir shops, for example. I mean, one only needs to walk down Queen Street to see how many businesses have closed. There's empty shops all nearby where the cruise ships used to come. So it's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. A lot of things will need to happen before we see a return to business as usual for the tourism industry, for certain.
And what numbers do you bring from the market?
Interesting. We're down about 56%. So that's nearly 0.5%. And that's really in line with what we're seeing in Asia ahead of the corporate earnings seasons for the U.S. There's some concern about whether or not they're going to deliver to expectations. So people are taking a bit of a cautious approach there. The New Zealand dollar, so we're at 12,519. The New Zealand dollar is steady at 70.3 U.S. cents, 92.5 Australian and 51.4 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier there with business news.